Secretary resigned in June 2021 after footage emerged of him kissing his aide when strict social distancing guidelines were in place. Ms Hancock also accused devolved leaders of playing politics in his evidence today at the COVID inquiry.
The First Minister of Scotland would communicate in a way that was unhelpful and confusing to the public. We would find that sometimes a spin was put on what was essentially substantively the same decision. So it was a frustration.
Israel has restarted its military operations in Gaza after a seven-day truce collapsed early this morning. The Hamas-run health ministry says dozens of people have already been killed in Israeli airstrikes. The king has given a speech at a big climate conference in Dubai, telling delegates the world is dreadfully far off track in dealing with global warming. The prime minister is also at COP28. Rishi Sunak's defended the government's record on net zero after he decided to water down some of the targets needed to get the country to that point.
We have got an incredible track record in decarbonising in the UK, faster than any other major economy. We should be really proud of that, and I'll be proud of that record at my meetings later today. So we can get to net zero, but we can do so in a more realistic, proportionate way.
House prices have risen for the third month in a row, according to Nationwide. The Building Society says they edged up by 0.2% in November. Temperatures are expected to plummet to minus 10 Celsius for parts of the UK later. A yellow weather warning is in place for the east coast of the country. And Everton have formally lodged an appeal against their 10-point deduction, which has put them in the relegation zone. The club received the punishment for breaching Premier League financial rules. The case will be considered by an independent commission, but the club clearly pretty unhappy about that. That's the latest. I'm Andy Hayes.
Thanks so much, Eddie. Another news update in an hour's time.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, as I speak here in Brentwood, it's rather lovely and sunny outside, which is rather good. Let's hope it stays like that for the rest of the afternoon, though we're still forecasting there could be some light rain around. High of 4 this afternoon and then minus 3 tonight. Tomorrow, sunny intervals throughout the day. High of just 2 during the day and minus 3 tomorrow night. Sunday, light rain with some sunny intervals around in the afternoon, a high of 5 and a low of 1. And then throughout next week, light rain virtually, every single day, with a possibility of some snow flurries within it.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Patrick Sherring. Music and conversation on 123. Welcoming the weekend on Phoenix 98FM.
So good afternoon. Great to have your company with us here on Phoenix. And thanks very much for the legend that was Keith of 3 hours of great broadcasting today. So this is a show that we call 123 Friday, 2 hours of good music and chat for your Friday lunchtime entertainment. In the second hour, Catherine Loveday will be along and she'll be chatting about Kids Inspire, that great Chelmsford-based charity, works across lots of Essex, and she'll be talking about their Christmas toys appeal. Last year, they gave out over 1,600 toys to kids who wouldn't otherwise have had them, so that'd be well worth hearing. We'll also be sneaking in the vintage charts from 1988 in the second hour. The birthdays competition will be around about 1:45, where we'll have three artists who've had birthdays in recent times, and we'll be asking you how old you think they are. But my guest in the first hour here is Tim. Good afternoon, Tim.
Good afternoon, Patrick. Good afternoon, everyone.
It's great to have you with us here, Tim. And what are we going to be talking about today?
Today, Patrick, we're going to be addressing the topic of Advent.
Which is all about...
It's the period of time between this coming Sunday and Christmas.
Okay, where we should be waiting for Christmas.
It's a time of waiting, but it's so much more than that.
Excellent, we look forward to hearing about that. So that's our show today. Do keep it Phoenix, won't you?
For the best, music and chat in town. Patrick Sherring on Phoenix FM.
And ever one for a cliche, I thought we'd have two songs about waiting to begin with. This is Diana Ross from 1971, and she is still waiting.
And made me cry again when you said, "Little girl, please don't wait for me. Wait patiently for love. Someday it will surely come. Ooh, little girl, please don't wait for me. Wait patiently for love. Someday it will surely come." And I'm still
Diana Ross, number one for 4 weeks in the UK in 1971 with I'm Still Waiting, come from the album Surrender. Interesting little story about that. The album, it was always going to be an album track. It was not going to be released as a single. Tony Blackburn played it incessantly on his morning show on the Radio 1 and actually told the record company that he thought it was a released to be released as a single, and lo and behold, it was incredibly and hugely successful. So there you go, back in the day where radio had that kind of influence. Lauren Diegel, well, she's actually the best-selling Christian artist for a number of years, and she's got out an album that came out this year, self-titled, first album that she's brought out with a major record company. It's out on Atlantic, and from that, this is Waiting. Lauren Diegel, and that album has already been nominated for a Grammy Award potential for next year for the best contemporary Christian album, and it's also up there nominated by Billboard for the top Christian album of this particular year. We'll be chatting with Tim fairly soon.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Lealina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Billericay's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary glass of house wine when you mention Phoenix FM upon booking. Available Sunday to Thursday. Terms and conditions apply.
Are you looking for a reliable local travel agent to book your next holiday? At Not Just Travel Brentwood, we can book tour operators such as Jet 2 Holidays, TUI, Hayes Travel, and many more. We package any type of holiday together with full atoll and APTA protection, giving you complete peace of mind. visit our website, dinaandwarren.notjusttravel.com, and let us take away the stress of booking that dream getaway.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice, delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
I'm John Sharma, inviting you to join me here on Phoenix FM on Saturday afternoons for Phoenix Sport. The top local, national and international sports stories, plus live scores, results, reports, interviews, quiz questions and my sporting anniversaries. And lots of great music too. That's Phoenix Sport, every Saturday from 3 till 6pm here on Phoenix 98 FM.
Yes, that's a great show. The only place where you can hear all the information about all the local teams here, regular updates with scores from the games by Brentwood, Billericay, Chelmsford and others as well from the local area. So do check that out, won't you? And all the national and international sports stories and scores are there as well. So 16 minutes after one here on a Friday lunchtime, and I'm delighted to be chatting here with Tim in a very Christmassy studio coming in here this morning. The tree is up, the balloons are around, the glitter is here, there and everywhere. So rather ironic that we're talking about Advent, Tim.
That's right, Patrick. Advent is not Christmas. Christmas is not yet. And, of course, the shops are full of Christmas food and presents. The towns have got their lights up, and that's all lovely. It's great to anticipate the celebration of Christmas, but Advent is so much more than that.
Right. So what is Advent, then?
I like to think of Advent as a time of preparation. So on several levels, that is, we're preparing for the celebration of Christmas in a spiritual as well as practical ways. Last Sunday traditionally was the day that you're supposed to make your Christmas pudding, isn't it?
Or stir up Sunday,
that's yeah. Right. So there's a lot of sort of preparing in advance for the celebrations of Christmas. But Advent is also about a story where it's not just about the baby Jesus. It's about Jesus returning as king. There are two Advents. The first Advent is the one we celebrate at Christmas. The second one we haven't had yet. Because Advent just means coming. The second Advent is when Christ shall return to be king and judge. And although we know that Christmas Day is the 25th of December, we do not yet know the time of the second coming, yet we are called as Christians to be prepared for it. So the preparation of Advent isn't just about making mince pies and buying presents and making sure you've got stuff for Auntie's stocking on Christmas morning, whatever it is. It is about preparing your heart, your mind and your life for a greater event, the second coming of Jesus.
Wow, well, that's probably a revelation to quite a few of our listeners.
Quite possibly. And of course, from year to year, the main focus of Advent does tend to be looking back at the way that the Bible prepares us for the birth of Jesus. But also interwoven with that is looking at the truths that it shows us about his reign and about his return.
Right. Okay. Well, that's very interesting and very countercultural. When I suspect some people will be opening their first door on their Advent calendars today.
That's right. Even in my own family, December the 1st is when Advent calendars begin. But Advent itself starts this coming Sunday.
Right, lovely. Good. Well, we'll have our first track, Tim, which you've chosen for us. So this is Steve Earle, Nothing But a Child. So tell us why we've got this.
So I'm shooting myself in the foot rather here, Patrick, because I've said Advent is not Christmas, but Advent is not Epiphany either. And this really is a song about the three wise men.
Okay.
But what I love about it is because it's a song about that confounds our expectations. I never imagined that a rather rootin' tootin' country rock and roll singer like Steve Earle, who mostly sings about motorbikes, whiskey and women, would suddenly come up with this beautiful ballad, and I believe it's Maria McKee from Lone Justice on backing vocals, that tells the story of the impact of the birth of Christ on the people around at that time.
Once upon a time, in a far-off land, wise men saw a sign and set out across the sand. Songs of praise to sing, they traveled day and night, precious gifts to bring, guided by the light. They chased a brand new star, ever towards the west, across the mountains far. So many miles, and this miracle they prized was nothing but a child, nothing but a child could wash those tears away, or guide a weary world
That is rather a beautiful track, Steve Earle and Nothing But a Child. And first of the three tracks chosen for me by my guest here, Tim, who's with us here this afternoon. But at about 25 past one, or to be exactly 25 past one now, it's time for this.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
So we'll have a look at what's happening in and around the local area. I can tell you that in the centre of Billericay, it's a little bit busy round by the area where Waitrose is and the other areas of that part of town over there. Also busy down by the station here in Shenfield. Quite a bit of traffic there, actually. Come down to Wilson's Corner in the centre of Brentwood. If you are a local, you don't need me to tell you that it's Friday lunchtime and it's busy there, which it is. To the roundabout down at Brook Street, again, there's a little bit of traffic leading onto the roundabout, but not too bad, really. The motorway itself, remarkably clear everywhere until you get up to the M11 junction, where it's a bit busy in every direction. And also the bridge and the tunnel, no real problems there until you get into Dartford. Then, of course, it's just very busy all over. A12 itself, of course, is that 40 mile an hour bit round at Margaretting, which is causing a little bit of congestion, as it always does. Then it's quite busy from the Hoe Green junction through up through Sandon, and then of course the centre of Chelmsford, very busy everywhere already, particularly I have to say around the Army and Navy in all single directions. So we'll give you another travel update in an hour's time, and of course if anything comes in, we'll let you know about it. So I'm chatting here with Tim, and we've been hearing about Advent, that already Advent is not quite what we thought it was. The Advent is more than just this time of preparation for Christmas. But so, Tim, is it useful to kind of like think of those two things together, or would it be easier to just talk about preparing for Christmas and then preparing for the second Advent, as you put it?
I think it goes together, really, because this is, as we've been saying, more than just a practical preparation. It is about getting ready for the arrival of Christmas, of the Christ child, of our relatives, our friends that we want to celebrate with. And the same preparation spiritually is what needs to be done in a Christian's life to prepare for meeting the Lord when he comes again. It's not a different kind of preparation. It's about being ready. And it's about making sure that we're right with God. And if you attend church through Advent, through December, in the run-up to Christmas, if you attend the regular Sunday morning worship, you'll find that the narrative, the story that we hear, as well as being things like the angel speaking to Mary, the angel speaking to the shepherds, getting ready for the birth, there's also a lot about being ready for the second coming, and how that is actually rooted in what was said in prophecy in the Old Testament as well. So they go together, and we, as a church, I feel sometimes have to squeeze it all into one thing.
Yes.
It's almost like you need a sort of, when people come to carol services, you almost need to have sort of, previously in the Advent narrative, we've had this and this, which makes sense of this, to prepare you for the birth of the Christ child.
Right.
There is a lot of power in story. And that's one of the things I love about when folk are singing about Christmas, whether in carols or in rock songs, the power of the story is something to inspire us. And it's something that we're all quite familiar with, I imagine, yet it can continue to inspire us. And that's why I think that every Advent, even though it is, inverted commas, the same old story, there's always something more for us to learn about ourselves, about God, and about his world.
So you said about attending Sunday morning worship and things of that sort. Supposing people don't do that, how can Advent have some sense of significance to them?
That's a good question. I think there are books and videos available that can help us to navigate through Advent, looking back into the Old Testament narrative and forward into the gospel narratives of the birth of Christ. But generally speaking, I think Advent is a bit like Lent, in that it's a season of preparation for a big Christian festival. and it involves chocolate. Or not, in the case of Lent. We have an opportunity in these days to focus on something that might perhaps be new to us. We might be vaguely aware of the Christmas story, the shepherds and the wise men and all that kind of stuff. But even if we don't go to church, we've got an opportunity to, if you just Google Advent stories, there'll be plenty of videos on YouTube, there'll be plenty of material that's written to help us to see everything that goes towards that magic moment that we remember on Christmas Day, the birth of the Christ child. But of course there are events like the way that God prepares Mary and Joseph and the shepherds for what is to come. But also, during Advent, there is quite a big focus on the character of John the Baptist, who some of your listeners may remember is actually Jesus' cousin. And he was very much a prophet pointing the way to the adult Christ and all that was going to come with him. So to get past the baby Jesus bit, I suppose, Advent also focuses on what John the Baptist says about Christ, about what he's going to come and do, and about what folk need to do to prepare for that. So the voice of John the Baptist is heard quite loud in this in Advent.
Okay, so what is interesting all of this about preparation, we'll talk a little bit more about that as well after we've had the second of the tracks that you've chosen for us today. This is Mark Cohn and Baby King. So why have we got this?
So this is another song about getting ready, but it's about expectation. I'm actually doing a baptism on Sunday in the church at home. And I was reflecting on that as I was preparing for this conversation and for that sermon, that when you're going to have a baby, you don't just talk about waiting for a baby or preparing for a baby. You say, I'm expecting a baby. And Christmas and Advent is really about expecting a baby, the coming of the baby Jesus. But expectation is more than waiting. Because expectation is a more hopeful activity, and it's definitely more focused on, I know what's coming, and I'm excited about it. And we have high expectations, great expectations we talk about. That's more than just quite a passive waiting. Expectation is an excited and active thing. So, but it also has within it, I feel, that idea of preparing. You need to be ready, and that is kind of below the surface in this song. It's not quite as overtly Christian as the Steve Earle track, but there's plenty of truth in there.
Baby King, you've got to get ready for a baby king. You might dance, daddy, you might sing, but you never seen nothing like a baby king.
It was a bright and sunny summer morn, she said,
get ready for baby king.
It wasn't too long for he was born now,
get ready for baby king.
You could hardly tell by the look on his face,
get ready for baby king.
Pretty soon he was gonna run the place, yeah.
Get ready for baby king.
I said,
get ready for a baby king.
Now you might think that you got it down,
get ready for a baby king.
Wait till baby king comes to town now,
get ready for a baby king.
Cause here he comes,
baby king, baby king. You got to get ready for a baby king. You might dance, daddy, you might sing, but you never seen nothing like a baby king.
No Virgin Mary brought him here, but
get ready for a baby king.
The angels whispered in his tiny little ear,
get ready for a baby king.
But then they sent him down from up above,
get ready for a baby king,
just to show you how to really love.
Get ready for a baby king,
'cause here he comes.
Baby king, baby king, you got to get ready for a baby king. You might dance, daddy, you might sing, but you never seen nothing like a baby king.
I said,
you never seen nothing like a baby
Marcone and Baby King, and chosen for us by Tim here. And we just talked about the fact that about expectations, which of course is what children really have in relation to Christmas, isn't it? It's all about that excitement and that expectation, and the way that then that moves on to the celebration of Christmas.
That's right, Patrick. And I think there's something, it doesn't matter how old you are, I think there's a little bit about this time of year where we go back to a childlike state. There is a line, actually, in that Steve Earle track about it. Once again, we all can be children for a while.
Yes.
Particularly in a world where there is quite a lot of stuff that's hard to process on the news, the innocence of a child can be comforting. Not that we would turn away completely from the plight of those who are stuck in conflict or become refugees, that kind of stuff. Jesus, after all, was a refugee. But celebration is something that children really focus on. And I think, you know, those of us who've been involved in churches as ministers or members over the years, we know that much as we bang on about the fact that this is Advent, not Christmas, from about now, we are doing Christmas with the school, with the toddler group, with the mother's union. To squeeze it all in, you have to do it throughout December. And so celebrations are ongoing. And I, as you may imagine, Patrick, love a good celebration, love a good dance, love a bit of music. And there's so much good music to celebrate to. Particularly, I think, and we were lucky at the moment, we're sitting bathed in sunlight here.
We are.
But this morning in Chelmsford, it was snowing on me. This time of year can be a bit miserable when it comes to the weather.
Sure.
So I think it's always good to have a good rocking tune to dance around, to cheer yourself up, and do a little bit of reminiscence of childhood celebration, but also looking forward to celebrating again for this year. Because I do think, deep, deep down, we must be careful not to just think that Christmassy feeling is the anticipation of getting a present, the anticipation of having a nice drink. There is something about the presence of God in our celebrations and the presence of God alongside us. No matter how we're feeling, God is with us. And one of the ways that we can know that sometimes is a sense of exhilaration and celebration and joy.
Right. So how will you be celebrating Christmas?
Well, Patrick, it is a slightly convoluted one for me. We'll be visiting my parents on Christmas Day. We'll be visiting my mother-in-law on Boxing Day. My daughter is preparing to emigrate, so there's quite a lot of emotion floating around in that. But it will be fun.
Yeah.
It will be fun.
Well, I think that's quite regular, though, for people at Christmas, isn't it? Because you want to see all of the significant and important people, but often you can't get them all together, and so you have to go here and there to just do that sort of thing, really.
And I'm pretty sure that's how we manage it, not just in the church, but in our family lives. In order to celebrate with everybody we want to celebrate with, you have to do it on more than one day.
Absolutely. And you talked at the beginning, right, about this sense of preparation and being being ready for both Christmas and also the coming again of Jesus as portrayed in the Bible. So if people are listening and thinking, well, what should I do to try and just get this this appropriate sense of preparation in focus, so what kind of things might they just do that might be slightly different to the normal?
That's a big question, Patrick. Well, okay. If you really want to know, I think that you should imagine what it would be like to meet Jesus as King when he comes back.
Right.
Not just the baby Jesus, not just the Jesus we read about in the Gospels, but Jesus, the risen King, returning as judge and King of the universe. That's quite a momentous occasion, shall we say. So there's quite a lot of stuff that sometimes is cluttering up our lives. Sometimes our priorities might be slightly out of kilter. Sometimes our attitudes to our fellow humans might need a little bit of thinking about and fixing. Sometimes our views about ourselves might need to be adjusted. Sometimes we can have a bit of a downer on ourselves. And it's important to realise that we are loved by God. We do have value in his sight. But when Christ returns, it will be as judge. Fortunately, we have someone to speak up for us. That is also Jesus. He has taken the punishment for our sin. He has died and risen again so that we don't have to face the punishment of death. And that is the Easter story. That is the Christian gospel. And you can see that it's kind of entangled with Advent and Christmas. I saw a wonderful motif on the internet yesterday. It was a kind of a circle. Half of it was an Advent wreath, like you put on your front door. And half of it was a crown of thorns. And one next to the Advent wreath, it said, "The season." And next to the crown of thorns, it said, "The reason."
Oh, okay.
So that was a very profound way of linking what we're celebrating in Advent and Christmas with the gospel narrative of Holy Week, Easter, death and resurrection of Jesus, and everything that that brings to humanity and to the world.
Well, thanks for that, Tim, because we tend to kind of like just isolate all of these things, don't we? Even if people who are believers and people who are regular churchgoers tend to isolate all the bits and pieces, and to kind of see it all held together like that is very interesting. Thank you very much for that. Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, December 1963. Oh, what a night. So why have we got this, Tim?
This is just one of those great songs to celebrate too. Great memories of this from my past. Yeah, I know I'm getting on a bit now because we're closer to 2063 than we are to 1963.
Oh, don't say that. My word.
But it's still a banging tune, as they say.
Yeah, it doesn't come from the 1963, though, does it? It was a bit later on than that.
Thank you.
Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, December 1963. Oh, what a night. Thanks very much for Tim. He's hanging around here and he's taking part in the competition that's coming up fairly soon, and I hope you're going to be doing that as well. We're going to have three artists and we're simply going to ask you how old you think they are. If you're a regular, you know all about that. And if you've never heard it before, well, it's just a great competition. I should say that. I made it up.
The local radio station for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix 98 FM.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, "Me, me, me, make me your home."
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Join me, Joe Bailey, on Drive weekdays 3 till 6pm with local events, Drive live sessions, classic and latest hits, independent artists, requests, features including guest the intro, interviews.
Hello.
Buzzing.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, Joe. 3 till 6pm on Phoenix FM. See you there.
Blast it.
Took my breath away a little bit there. It's like Joe can't breathe to these people.
That's Joe. Be along this afternoon at 3 o'clock, and you can check out her website too, her pages here on the Facebook and also on the station website. All kinds of interesting things that she's been doing and people she's been interviewing in recent times. Okay, let's just get into this competition. So the first of the three artists here today is Charles Burchill, a Scottish musician and composer, best known as guitarist of Simple Minds. He was one of the founders of the group in 1977, and Simple Minds' early to mid-1980s period, Burchill's guitar was a distinctive and atmospheric sound in all of their music. As well as providing guitar, Burchill played the violin and saxophone on the band's first three studio albums and took over most studio keyboard duties following the 1989 departure of Mick McNeil. Burchill was lead singer with Jim Kerr, but the two of them together are the only original members of the band that are still performing together. So, Charlie Burchill from Simple Minds, how old do we think he is? We're going to go to 1985, a track with his distinctive guitar playing on it, "Don't You Forget About Me," which was a USA number one, also number one in Canada and in the Netherlands, a UK number seven and top 10 in 10 more countries. So if you think you know how old he is, or just give us a guess, radio@phoenixfm.com.
Troubles and doubts.
my feeling will win in the end. I won't harm you or touch your defenses. Vanity, insecurity. Don't you forget about me. I'll be alone dancing, you know it, baby.
Simple Minds and Don't Forget, Don't You Forget About Me, which some of you may remember from the film The Breakfast Club. And thank you for those who've emailed in for us so far. We've got Chris and Bob here in Harlow, got Patrick in Ingatestone, and we've got Tim here in the studio, but you can join them as well for that, taking part. Okay, the second person that we've got today is Rita Ora, born Rita Sakharati, I believe that. Don't know, hold me on the pronunciation, but I believe that might be how it's meant to be pronounced. A British singer and songwriter, she rose to prominence in February 2012 when she featured on DJ Fresh's single Hot Right Now, which reached number one in the UK. Her debut studio album, Aura, was released in August 2012 and debuted at number one in the United Kingdom. Born in Pristina, modern-day Kosovo, Aura was named as Honorary Ambassador of Kosovo in 2015. Her second studio album, Phoenix, was released in November 2018. Her third album was released in July this year, You and I. So the question is, how old do we think Rita Ora is? And remember how this works. If you get it absolutely right, you get 3 points. If you are the closest, you get 1 point. So we're going to go to 2014 for the song I Will Never Let You Down. This was a UK number one. It was also top 10 in three more countries. And it sold a million in both the UK and also in Denmark. So the question is, how old do we think Rita Ora is? Radio at phoenixfm.com. Streeter Aura, the second of our artists that we've got for you today in the competition. We'll be back with the third after the news.
On the hour, across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM News.